You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Yeah, the expectations for the Mariners this year are raised dramatically by the fact that, A, they just missed the playoffs last year, came down to the final weekend of the season, 10-win improvement from the year before. Jerry DePoto, big changes last year, more changes this year. So you add to that core group that they had that did very well last year. They really want to take that next step and brought in a host of new players. DePoto, he is the most active GM in baseball, 13 trades over the offseason. They got 26 new faces here in camp this spring. And the guys they brought in, they think raised that floor again around the core group that they really like here. And they think they've got that group to take them to the next step. The playoffs haven't been since 2001. So the longest team in baseball without making the playoffs, that's the goal. Get to the postseason this year and see what they can do. Yeah, I think that the big hope to have a real impact on what they do this year, Gene Segura, outstanding shortstop for the D-backs, played second base for the D-backs, actually can move him back to short, kind of his natural position. Led the National League in hits last year with 203, hit 319, 20 homers, stole 33 bags. I mean, this guy did a lot of stuff. If they can get anything close to that, and what they really like with him, the speed element, he and Gerard Dyson, they brought in from the Royals, two of the faster players in baseball. Dyson, one of the elite speedsters in this game. That's the element they didn't have last year. DePoto really went for speed and athleticism on this club to really fit in and work around those that key middle of the order group where you got Cano, Cruz, Seager. You get the speed on top, and that could be a pretty interesting offense. So Gene Segura, I think, a real face to keep an eye on with the Mariners this year. I think Felix Hernandez is one of the real key questions for this Mariners club. Everybody knows what King Felix does when he's on top of his game. Last year, hurt the calf, missed 7 weeks, and first time he's been really injured since in his career. First time he spent a lot of time on the DL, and so his numbers were down. And beyond that, his walk rate was up, his strikeout rate was down. It really wasn't the kind of year that Felix is used to having or the Mariners are used to seeing. So he went back to home this offseason, really got after it. Came to camp looking like a bigger, stronger version of Felix. Pretty interesting, pretty motivated. He wants to be the king again. And if he is, this team's going to be pretty good. You put that guy atop your rotation, that's a great way to start. He's been there for a long time, 12 years in the league. He's been most consistent right-hander really in baseball over that period. If you look at his numbers, this guy cranks out 200 innings, 200 strikeouts just every year. If you get back to that Felix, that's going to be a big thing. And he's certainly expecting that. The Mariners have already said, hey, Scott Servais, he's our opening day starter. And we're going to run with Felix and see how far he can go. I think a real key for this pitching staff is James Paxton is going to be he's a guy I think is just poised to really have a breakout season. He was very good last year when he came up in the second half. He's a guy with all the talent in the world, big, lanky lefty with some pretty nasty stuff and heat up in the high 90s. And he can sustain that for 7-8 innings, which is pretty impressive. The newcomers, Drew Smyly and Yovani Gallardo, key to adding depth to that rotation behind Felix at the top, Iwakuma and Paxton. Smyly and Gallardo, two guys that have been around a bit. I think they think Smyly really going to fit well in Safeco Field, looking for a nice year from him. And Gallardo has been a nice right-hander for a long time. Had a little rough time last year, but they like what they can see. He was very good in Texas 2 years ago. Like to see him come back to the AL West and see what he can do. Bullpen-wise, Edwin Diaz really, really solidified things last year when he came up. This guy came out of nowhere, jumped up from AA, and by the end of the season, he's got one of the better closers in baseball with huge strikeout rates. He's got dynamite stuff, just electric on the mound. Edwin Diaz, fun guy to watch. Put him at the back of that bullpen. Everything else, fits in pretty well. So it's a nice pitching group, and that's really going to be the key to this team is pitching. For the Mariners to make the next level, which is the playoffs, I think consistency start to finish. They've seemed like they've gotten off to slow starts in the past and just fought their way back. If they can get off to a good April, it would be very interesting to see where this team can go. I think the AL West is open for business, and this team is ready to make that thing. But they've got to prove it. They got to get in that thing, which would. I think they get in it early, get Seattle behind them and get that momentum going. It's going to be a pretty interesting baseball town when things are going right. I remember back in the mid-1990s and back to 2001, 2003, 2004 when they were filling up Safeco Field, and it was electric in Safeco. It would be fun to see the momentum of this team if they get that kind of start and get that kind of crowd and that energy going. It could be a fun season, but on the field, I think it's the consistency in the pitching staff and get that offense clicking on all gears and to get that speed at the top and those big guys in the middle going. A little deeper lineup this year. I think they have a chance to make some noise this year.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.